Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, Red News Podcast 67, and I don't quite feel as miserable as I did on Tuesday night and Wednesday, and I apologise for that, because I was in a fucking foul mood. Shane's with us, it's Nick Nathan, we're in the car after a nice victory over Norwich. It was only Norwich, so nothing getting carried away. But it just felt all right today, didn't it? So, yes, yeah, so sorry, Shane sent me a text after the City game and I growled at him, so I apologise for that.
That's all right.
I don't know what you said, but I took umbrage at it, at you trying to claim a positive from Tuesday night.
I think I said it could have been worse, given it was 3-0 at half-time, and you come back and said, I don't see how it could have been fucking worse. But
actually, I have a point on that then. Right, so...
Go on then.
You want to be smug, Nick?
Oh, can I be smug now?
Yeah.
Well, I just said to you on Tuesday, I said, I think that that'll be a turning point for us as a club on Tuesday night, is what I said, and I thought we got a good reaction today. We scored our most amount of goals since we played Chelsea in a league game, and I thought that we got exactly what we wanted, which was chance aimed at Woodward and the Glazers.
Brilliant.
And I just thought that everything that I said I thought would happen on Tuesday has happened.
So that's a mistake, Nick.
So if I'm just going to be honest with you, I'm just going to sit here in my old smugness a little bit.
No,
I said to you we should be positive about it, and I knew that that would be a big moment for us, and I just thought that now, from what we've seen today, that's my smugness gone. I just thought from what we saw on Tuesday, and I thought this is what we were going to get today, and this is what we're going to get moving forwards.
Really believe that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you for why. That's my Gavin and Stacey. I'll tell you why, because today we played differently. And I think we tried a lot more flicks and tricks, and we were saying that. And the first 20 minutes was the most like flicks and this like kind of flair, this swagger, this arrogance we had about us. And I just thought it was good, and I thought, this is it. This is what we're going to do going forward. I'm not having your negativity.
I love you.
This is a positive fucking podcast. We've won 4-0, you can keep your negativity.
No, all right, but this is going to be in two parts, in the car and then in the pub. But can we... Also, because Nathan wasn't there, Shane wasn't there, we have to continue after Tuesday, because what I love your optimism, Nick. It's not a phony, I'm not condescending you, but for fuck's sake, we've only won one game against Norwich, and you are like almost just like...
I'm tired of it.
Well, no, all right, I get that, but I will say, I thought this during the game, isolation... The things, right. Matter was very good. So I said to Nathan at half-time, all those times we've been saying, put Matter on with 20 minutes to go, might have actually worked when we're chasing games, because he had a good game. These are the games that you want to see him, where you've got dominated and he can get a pass that others can't. Mm-hmm. So that's a big positive. Martial seemed up for it pretty much 80% of the game. That's a positive. Rashford's form, great. The chance against Woodward, brilliant. Fantastic. Not where have they been, I'm just happy, you know, let's start something here. Let him know, and he would have hated that. But I thought during the game, I'm not getting carried away. I'm not going to, you know, be a twat and go, oh, but I'm just going to go, come back. If by the time we do like one in podcast mid-Feb and we're unbeaten, or we've only lost one, okay. But I'm not getting caught up in it.
I think the truth is probably... halfway between you and Nick is dead right. Like, from we are where we are, and we can't pretend it's all okay again after beating a team that's almost relegated, but you've got to enjoy we are where we are, and you've got to celebrate and enjoy the times you play well,
and
accept
and have a good day and enjoy
but also accept that we did play City, as much as we hate it, they're a different level to us, and you know, we lost comprehensibly a first half of football, but you've got to accept they are in a different level to us. Winning there was like an exception.
But Shane,
rather than
I get that, but I mentioned you in the podcast, I don't know if you listened to it, but you were telling the 10-year thing. There are games that sometimes, why I had the hump, wasn't just at City, not just that we got battered, it was, there are some games that cut through you. And I get, if Tuesday was in isolation, fair enough, but the Arsenal and Watford games were such pitiful.
Yeah, yeah.
This can't be seen as...
So what I'm saying is, to me, the Watford one was way worse than the City one, because it's, you know, Watford at the time were bottom of the league, had won as one game all season, and we were just pitiful against them, effort-wise, let alone the quality of football. So, but today, as Nick said, it was a positive, a great reaction. I thought Williams was terrific again. He's clearly got the head for the stage, because he looks to have the ability as well going forward and in defence. So I think he's a huge positive. I thought Matic actually played well today. Adds a bit of solidity.
Pereira played well again.
Yeah.
Pereira had one of his better games, didn't he?
Yeah, there wasn't. I mean, Williams, when he went forward, not only for the penalty, but a run before then. Yeah. I mean, Shaw would be looking at that with a bit of embarrassment, wouldn't he?
So he should.
Well, yeah.
I thought, in a way, like, as however bad it was against City, and we don't want to lose against them, was I thought Williams, to me, was quite a rousing performance, because he had they doubled up on him down that flank in the first half, and he had a real difficult time, yet he kept on digging in for more. And the second half, all right, it was a bit reckless for one thing, where could have easily got carded or sent off. But the fact that he had the desire and the fight and a bit of pride about him when it was falling around. Really, and a lot of young players would have just gone into their shell in that game. I thought it said a lot about him and his mentality.
Well, Rashford's mentality as well. What are we on now? 18, 19 goals? Mm-hmm. That is incredible return in an indifferent team. I mean, he is having possibly our best striker season since... Well, it will be since Van Persie in 13, but probably one of the best in the last 10 years.
So I had £1 on Rashford to score and United 4-0 today. So
side the drinks are on you.
It's only 30 quid, but...
That by the round.
It's a few beers.
No, but right, so Nathan.
Yes?
Where do you stand on it all?
I'm pleasantly surprised about today, because I did think it was going to be another one of those where we just can't break through a pretty defensive... I thought they'd set out defensively and we just wouldn't be able to break through them, because that's essentially what it's been all season, but... Like I said, it's just we played a lot differently today, and with Mata being in there, and there was a lot, like me and Nick discussed at in the first half, it was lots of little, really fast passing, and we've not played like that in a long time. It doesn't feel like it. Feels like so we've like Pereira was doing well. Him and Mata were everything. It was.
Fred was very industrious again.
Yeah,
Fred's energy has been incredible the last six.
So, I think one of the only criticisms that you can have really from today is Brandon Williams just doesn't have a left foot. I'd like him to have a left foot.
Yeah, so I would have taken Maguire off.
I thought he was excellent today.
Yeah, but he was. But if he is carrying or not.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's when it's James come on and we were saying, actually, you can understand taking Messi.
Well, I'd have rather Gomez.
Exactly.
I would have rather started Gomez.
I thought James, in a way, at 3-0 up, could have done with a complete rest.
Yeah.
And I thought, as Nick said, Maguire could have done with a few minutes.
And I was hoping Garner might have made the bench. Mm. I know, but there's going to come a point where... But it's going to come... Ollie needs to shoot or bust. That I think he should start gambling more. And if today is a gamble, but do you see, I'm not meaning to fucking really labour the point to boredom, but do you see why I'm just a bit... I'm not
easily,
angry at him.
You know, we could easily go on and lose the next two games quite easily. Like, so there's no... We shouldn't get overexcited about... Like, obviously, enjoy that we've had a good day, but, yeah, there's... You don't want to get ahead of yourselves when you know what's coming up and things could be back to what it was at... prior to today.
And don't be mistaken, the next two games are tough games.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So.
Well, the next five, Wolves at home, Burnley at home, difficult.
Burnley at home, difficult?
Yeah.
Is this where we're sinking to now again?
Well, this
you
is...
You have to bring the negativity. Norwich 4-0, we'll pace them 4-0, Barney.
Norwich are going down.
We're a new side now, we're a new team.
Norwich...
Burnley are far better.
I had a lot of people today, thanks to everyone who bought the mag and the kind words, especially after the how it had affected us, and a lot of people saying they appreciated the emotions we were showing, and also your positivity, Nick. So that's good. You've got to be. The eternal hope of a football fan isn't to fucking arrive at a football ground feeling pissed off, negative and gloomy, but just feel like sometimes we've had that many kicks in the bollocks that I'm almost shrivelling up for the next one.
It's the hope that killed you, isn't it?
But I can see where you're going with the young team. And you see, this is almost like sometimes you look at United and you think there's two different teams within one team playing a game.
Well, that the cover of Red News really sums it up, doesn't it, at the moment? It's exactly what it is.
it's a tombola of shit or okay.
Like, obviously, more I don't want to...
You know, today was more than okay, but it was Norwich.
I don't want to lose.
I'm not going to say that 30 times.
Do it, and this is a typical fixture where we struggled in.
Exactly,
so I don't think you can sit here and say, it is only Norwich. I think this is a really, really good performance. We have been struggling again.
Yeah. That's a problem.
So that is a massive positive. That's to score four.
Okay.
That's exactly to score seven against them over two games.
Yeah, that's a problem.
The problem. I'm buzzing, mate.
I'll bring you back down to earth.
I need a fan. Me and Nathan were discussing in the first half, and he was saying how he wants Leeds to come up.
Yeah.
And I said, I get the point of Leeds coming up and stuff. And Nathan said this morning, he said, I forgot who we were playing until I got here. And I get all that, but... Wait. For me, I'd much rather play Norwich at home because we're in such a shit state at the moment. I'd rather take the 6 points.
You would when you'll be selling next season and they're spitting at us. Yeah. Oh, get the spit visor out.
But you do. Nick's right in the sense that it is. We can't just jump back to being on the same level as City and Liverpool, and it's stepping stones. And the first step is winning the games we should be winning against Norwich, against Burnley. So.
Yeah, no, we can't be morose.
We need to be consistent. And not to bring it back to a negative, the only thing, like I thought, I like Martial. I think he has probably one of the players we have that really does have the natural ability. But today I saw him chasing the ball down. And I don't see that often enough. If it goes against us against Liverpool, I want to see him chasing the ball down, hounding their defenders, making it hard. And he doesn't do that enough.
But why do you think he doesn't?
There's something, I don't know if it's his mentality, a confidence thing, but we it's got to be.
But he scored a header, and you could see how delighted he was with that.
Is that the first header he scored for us, by the way?
I don't know.
I can't recall of him scoring.
Well, if you don't know...
Well, that's the problem, though, is that that says everything about his mentality, that he doesn't trust himself to go... Because as soon as he scored it, it was like, has he scored a header? It's not something that he would do.
Vic had a better game as well after...
Well, because he's got a better defender next to him. Yeah. So.
He's not having to do two defensive... Work, is he?
Yeah, but listening back on to Tuesday, God help me, I did think Nick had a point you put in just as an aside. Jones was a scapegoat. You know, we're not where we are this season because of Phil Jones. I felt sorry for him in a way.
I did. And
that clip of him falling out of... That is what he is.
But
it doesn't make you feel...
And it's not just... We can't just... Like, he was... I know it's online, it's Twitter and stuff, but he was like a bit like Flenny was. He was the butt of all the kind of aims of the jokes and... And I think...
Well, I can't imagine what Twitter must have been like. It was on Tuesday.
I thought it was a bit crass that I think, first of all, the roots of our club are not the fact... It's not Jones's ability or performance. It's the fact that he's still there. And that's not his fault. But equally, what Ollie's... You know, one hand we're saying players need resting. He's only got the players he's got to pick from. And he plays them. So I actually thought the whole thing of ridiculing Jones doesn't do anybody any favours. And I thought it was a bit crass, to be honest with you.
But I also thought when you said, you know, you wrote a letter to the Mag, which does it count as a letter if a seller writes it, or is that but about the players that we've got rid of. But if Fellaini was still here, we'd be using him and probably going, thank God we got Fellaini in the middle.
But again, he was never the problem. He was part of it, but he wasn't the problem, was he? And, you know, and even if Jones was to go, people would start focusing on Lingard or they'd start focusing on Pereira. It's just indicative. The only criticism that you could say about the point I was trying to make in the Mag was just, you've got all these players that have got new Sanchez's and stuff like that, but we just needed him replacing. That was it. It's like, you can't say we disagree with what he's done. And, you know, if these rumours of Fernandez are true, I don't know too much on him, but I would imagine he's going to be better than Lingard or
Carrera,
you know, so it's... Again,
after YouTube and Anderson goals, I'm loath to look at that. But, you go through a spell and people, you know... Yeah, you do build up some contacts and you don't hear from them in a while, and then suddenly in the last week, do know that Fernandez, if the people I trust, his agent was in London yesterday, that United did try and offer Rojo, but Rocco's agent thought, fuck that, I want a big, you know, so the contract has to be fulfilled and the wage differentials, don't think that's going to happen. So, but I do think from a couple of people the Fernandez thing is serious, and someone else saying that the shit hit the fan a little bit this week, and Ollie has obviously realised he's doomed unless something happens. So whether Fernandez is here for 5 years and is a star in the making, he's going to improve that side. So I think Ollie has pushed, but it sums up where United are. But their footballing experts said he gives the ball away in July. You know, we cannot commit to this. two in January, we'll be probably paying at the same, or if it's United and Ed, as much. But we want to see that money spent rather than go to the Glazers. So I'm keen. You know, that's where the kid in me does get excited. Not in a fucking follow flights on Twitter sort of way, but I just think we need that sort of player. And it is good to see that Ollie has pushed for that. Because if Ollie waited till the summer...
This might not be his only window.
Yeah. He might not get that window.
So that's been good. There are words that there has been unhappiness, and there are a couple of players eyeing their future. And the fact that Ashley Young, you know, has been told you'll get 20 games at Inter Milan, but only probably five here, wants to leave mid-season. Fair play to him, I can understand it. But it doesn't. It's not a good look, if that makes sense. It adds to the.
Who's gonna?
Is it not worse that we're having to resort to?
Well, offering him a new deal. Yeah, well, his people apparently weren't happy that we weren't submitting to talks, and then suddenly desperately flat. Him going or staying is irrelevant, really. Mm. I think.
Well, it's not, because we'll need a new dressing room DJ if he goes.
Yeah, but it settles the Maguire in. You know, this is what I mean about the shit or bust. Ollie, go for it. There's no harm now. This season's been such a fuck-up again. Just go for it. Start making the brave decisions. We'll say, thanks, Ashley Young. Great servant. Been a lovely bloke to a couple of Reds. Fair play. Now go and win a title. How good would that be? Yeah. United don't need him to stay. If we're saying we need him for legs for three or four games... Anyway, I've waffled it. And I missed the puerile humour on Tuesday from here. To take the piss out of January, Nick.
What's wrong with that? I did it last year and you didn't take the piss out of me. You thought it was a good idea?
I don't think I did, Nick.
Did you not? All right.
So, explain it.
Well, I don't want to do dry January because, you know, for different people. I figured that I drink far too much beer and a shitload of calories in it. Slimline gin, it's a bit healthier.
See, I think society started going downhill when people started telling you how many calories were in a pint. You never had that in the old days.
Yeah, that shouldn't really be a conscious.
Like, no one said, you know, don't have a pint of Guinness, it's got 400 calories or whatever it is. Why would you worry how much calories are in a pint?
I don't know.
Because you know it's bad for you in the first place.
I know, but I'd rather fuck my kidneys up than look fat. You know, that's my logic in it. So yeah, January is a good thing.
And can I explain? I've mentioned him three times now. He's got a thing over me. The priest at Arsenal in the McDonald's actually had an Arsenal scarf on. That's why it sort of kicked me in the bollocks. A final fuck you. So there. Can I tell you something that's going to annoy me? In March. First week of March, all the banks put up their charges and you're going to get right royally screwed. And they've started sending emails, but no one looks at an email, do they? And they're putting up their charges something daft. So I've gone all Victor Meldrew.
What charges?
Check.
For
everything.
For...
Everything. So beware, people. I sound like David Icke, but they are fucking going to right royally probe you internally and take a lot more money than you're paying now, just because they can. Right.
Thanks.
Well, these are all the things.
This was after a public feeling, information announcement
after
by
feeling
the Barney party.
After feeling so bereft on Tuesday, there was no bollocks to this. And it's a pity empty podcast when you can't
talk
bollocks.
I had a random conversation. The steward, like I'm about three seats in from the end of the row, and the steward that often stands at the end of my row is... For those older Reds. Remember the lad who got the dart and his nose at Liverpool?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a steward at the end of my row. And
he's supposed to be a good lad, isn't he?
He is. So randomly today, as I was coming out, there's another steward that some of us know. You know. The two of them are standing there. So we end up just randomly having a chat. I went down to the toilet. And on the way back, I just knew the other steward. So we started having a chat. And he said, like I said, oh, you're the lad, you know, had the dart and the nose. He goes, funny enough, you're the third person today that said that. And I usually get like one a month. But today must be a special... But he actually then went into nth degree of detail how hard it was to extract that dart. Well, it looks like, because people were saying, why didn't you just pull it out? And he said, well, actually, you couldn't pull it out.
You
he
know
said
what it my next question
four,
is, get it written up.
He said it took three or four doctors to pull it out. He said it was absolutely horrific. Which he didn't, from the picture, it looked like it was just hanging there. But he said, yeah, it was right in. But anyway, that's a random thing. things yet.
Get him to write it up for the mag. I've always got that. We've always printed the photo. Nathan?
Yes? No, like I said before, just we need to just keep our feet on the ground a little bit, and then hopefully Wednesday, isn't it? Hopefully, you know, I think we've got a chance on Wednesday, and then...
I'd like to think so, please, God. We want a cup run just to keep things going.
You've had your cup run, stop being greedy.
Hey, no, you...
I'm joking.
I want
to win the FA Cup, and we'll give you up.
The thing that keeps me going, if I was manager of Manchester United now, I'd be playing reserves other than Europa. All the big guns would be like Gdansk is it now.
No. We can't end the season feeling lopsided and bang. You're in the FA Cup, win it. We've won it once in 20 years. How bad is that for Manchester United?
I'm joking, but at the end of the day, it's the cups that will build momentum and get a bit of confidence inside. So I, you know,
and winning breeds, I know, cliche, but when you hear enough people, but we haven't pulled Nick from saying if Jesus Christ were manager of Manchester United on Tuesday, we're finding a parking space. But I just thought, has Jesus Christ ever been put forward as manager for anyone? But some.
Well, you know,
suddenly, in Nick's head, he was Manchester United manager, and he was also struggling with Phil Jones. Uh-huh. Right, we'll continue this in the pub. Right, so this, what have you called this? This is the After Dark in the pub, Hollyoaks Extra.
Hollyoaks After Dark. Yeah,
that's what it is. Do I start licking my nipples?
Yeah. Don't stroke it, though.
Right, can I, seriously, before we get puerile, what are all your expectations? Knowing all we know, and knowing from Tuesday to today, what are you seriously hopes or expectations?
That we get a lucky cup draw in the FA Cup. Hopefully, we get through.
Well, we've got two.
I want a Wembley trip. That's my expectation. If I'm being honest with you, obviously we're probably not going to go through in the League Cup. I don't think anyone thinks. Even I don't think we're going to go through in the League Cup.
I had John next to me saying it'd be PSG again.
Well, it has to be better than PSG, doesn't it? Well, that's the problem. Because if it's 3-1 again, it doesn't put us through. So I mean, that shows you how much we've got to do in that. So that's not going to happen. So I think the FA Cup is a realistic expectation. So hopefully, if we get a favourable draw, and we don't have to go to Anfield or something daft like that, that we can go to Wembley and then see what happens in Gdansk as well. There's some good teams left in that Europa League.
Yeah, that's.
So that'd be interesting.
I can't see, even say Fernandes arrives, how with the level of injuries we've got. We're not even talking about Pogba. I know he's ankle up for, apparently if it's a clean up, we have to. That is a different thing from an actual, you know, serious operation he's had a clean up. But we're not even talking about him. But you would imagine that the Fernandes signing then prompts the removal of Pogba in the summer, which we all know is going to happen anyway.
Or is Fernandes a replacement for not replacing Herrera still? And we'd still need to replace Pogba again.
Well, Fellaini, well, Herrera,
I think that if we get this guy, it's because he's available now, and we'll get him, and then in the summer, that's when they'll go for Maddison or Grealish.
Yeah,
neither of those will be available now.
Yeah.
But we need to get someone, and so that's how I feel like it is.
Madison's not going to come if they've got Champions League football and we've not. I think it's as black and white as that.
But not when Maguire joined us.
Yeah, but they didn't have Champions League football at Leicester, did they? Leicester finished second and they get Champions League football. Why would Madison? He'd surely much rather.
Because it's Manchester United.
And surely. Leicester might want to cash in on him. Yeah, if they can get.
You'd like to think we still have a lure over Leicester City.
I think we do. I do think we do, but I just think you'd still give it another year playing. I mean, look at Vardy, we'd have expected him to have left by now, and he's not. It's not like he's not good enough to play for us.
So there's nothing that would shake. If we keep playing like this and keep. Have the excitement, the smiles, hey, cheers everyone, and then you get repeated like four or five more kicks in the bollocks. I'm not going to use the term happy with that, but you're okay with that? And that's not a dig. I don't want Ollie to go. I do not want Ollie to go, but I have wobbles and doubts. And then today, I sort of see, again, right, we said the team aren't not playing, even though you hear worries and concerns about training. The team are clearly behind him and want to succeed. They're just not of a quality that can succeed.
I mean, you said on Tuesday about Sheffield United, and you said how managers are supposed to get teams playing, and you look at Chris Wilder at Sheffield United and how he's done such a good job. And I think, I do agree with that, I really do. But you look at some of the wages that some of them lot are running, they're far more down to earth than what they are, and the pressures that come with playing with United and stuff. And, you know, I look at people we've got, like, you see, like, Luke Shaw on 200 grand a week or whatever. It's like, he's never worth 200 grand a week. You know, much rather have Sheffield United.
Yeah, but it's like Rocco's. Rocco's been told, two windows running. Basically, we're accepting you if we can get what we want. And he's pretty much staying for the money. Maybe I'm doing him a disservice, but it seems, if you read the fucking cards, that, you know, the back staff contracts goes back to the Phil Jones.
This is what we need to do if we were such a top negotiator, then surely that he should be doing back, better contracts.
What a positive. Would those chants, they're not going to, not, you know, nothing, but it will get press, it will get mentioned, and he will feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, they just need to do it every game.
Yeah.
And I'm quite glad that they were doing it when we were winning.
It's an easy, and I think it's, I don't agree with this, but I think a lot of people level it, oh, when you lose you do it. It was good timing today to do it. I do think, Barney, though, this kind of, like, taking the next point, that, like, there's no doubt about it, with the team we've got and the way things are, we're going to have ups and downs. And I kind of, like, it's not saying I'm accepting that's good enough for Man United, but it is what it is. And I think we are going to get, we could get a chonk in next week at Liverpool, hopefully not, but we could. And I think we just have to kind of, like, ride with those a little bit. I'm not saying we have to be happy about it, but we have to kind of see it. It's a bit like a long-term trend.
No,
you've got to see over a cycle. Things sometimes have to get a little bit worse to make them better. And as Nick said in the week, Ollie is trying to get rid of some of the deadwood that we said needs to be got rid of. He is trying to change the type of player we bring in.
But you've got to stick with it.
Could you understand why I was so upset?
I get it completely.
And that isn't a thing.
No, it's not. I understand it completely. I get that. It's a completely rational school of thought. But my point is that if we're doing what we're doing and we are going to start going from top to bottom again, then we can't just keep chopping and changing.
Yeah.
And we have to take the rough with the smooth. And it's not, we're going to have to get beat in these games, like, to get it and ride it through. And do it as long as it takes. Because as we were saying, if it's going to be 10 years to win a league title, I'd much rather doing what we're doing now, knowing that if we think it's going to work, if we believe in it, we can bring that forward.
But that depresses me. Start, you know. But it's more than just the football. I don't particularly want, you know, this school of thought that we were shit, that I saw from pretty much from my first game, 76 to 90, say, I saw 14 years, give or take, of pretty, you know, harsher times. I will do that again. I don't want to. There's not, you know, just because I saw shit once doesn't mean I want to accept. But it's more that it's the way we're treated. It's the 500 people that, you know, who couldn't get in on Tuesday. They say we're customers, and then they fucking don't treat you like customers. It's everything.
I could completely agree with that bit. So I'm separating out that from the football, but I totally agree. As an example, our block, we arrived, and we checked our watches on the phones. We arrived at 3:04 today. 3:04, and we were locked out. And we all had to go around and queue up with loads of others locked out into one communal turnstile on the corner of our end. 4 minutes, which is why are they doing little things like that, and we're thinking, well, so that 4 minutes late turns into 10 minutes late because everyone else is 4 minutes late. Now I understand people come in late, and that's partly my risk, but there's no need to close turnstiles 4 minutes into a game. If I arrive 15 minutes late, fair enough. Like, but
well, you paid the money. It's just the attitude that we're the ones paying them the money. And I know whether or we're, you know, in the greater schemes of all the money that they earn. But it just, that for me is the biggest. We go to United for so many reasons, but I'm just sick. And then thinking they can keep getting away with it. And Woodward being this smug, patronising, condescending, useless operator who wouldn't survive in any other industry that looks at people as customers. But again, I seem to fucking all right. Well, we've got a happy story. It's from a seller But it's not you, Nathan. But you're gonna say it in the third person, aren't you?
It was me. It's just quite an insane story. And the reason I'm telling it is because I'm the other night, during the City game, like, I was happy to leave at half time. I was like, I can't be arsed for this. And I was stood where I was watching the first half. I was sat. This isn't the story, by the way. I'm just setting the background. And at half time, I went down to Barney, and that was probably the only reason that I ended up staying, because I got to, like, we were chatting about everything, and I told him this story, and that he said that it was the highlight of his day, like, because of what was going on the pitch. So, in between Christmas and New Year, I met a lady for some drinks, and we went back to her apartment, and we were watching telly or whatever, and she had some drinks, and one thing led to another, blah blah blah. But being the sensible person I am, and she didn't have any form of protection, and neither did I, so nothing could happen. So we're in her room, and, like, on the telly we were watching some sort of it's weird. I don't know what the program's called, but it's basically like real estate agents in Hollywood selling these massive houses, and I was fascinated by it. And then all of a sudden, she turns to me, right, and she's like, because we can't have sex, should we just watch some porn together? And I was like, if you want, like, okay. And so she was like, what sort of thing do you want to watch? And I was like, I don't know what genre I'd. And she was like,
I love the way he says genre.
Yeah, but
he's such a cinematic lover. I don't know what genre.
So, no, because then she was like, well, I never have one myself, but I like watching gangbangs. So she put some. So this was on a phone. She got some porn on a phone, and it was like there was no one else in the flat. But I was very conscious of how loud it was. I was like, if I was living above or below, you'd be able to hear it. It was loud, and she started doing stuff for herself, and I was like, this is weird. So she's doing that, watching the pot, and I just carried on watching the program about the houses.
I love the way that Nathan is concerned about the neighbours of a place he's never been to before.
And in fact, I'd be thinking, if they see me walking out in the morning, I'd be like, Jesus, look at this fella. He's got something going for him.
Everyone just stands.
Days, and then, I do like the dilemma of, like, it's an interesting dilemma, the fact that, like, who goes first in the genre? It was like, what do you fancy? You can't just turn around and go, well, I'll feel fanal. You want to play your cards too quick. Feel fanal. But you can't just, like, roll those dice, can you? The fact that you hesitated,
you thought you'd build it up, but you made this choice, you go first.
It's not like watching, like, Coronation Street Emmerdale. It's like, what do you fancy then?
Yeah, and like, there's an alternative universe.
Even, like, ease it in.
There's a group of girls having a drink now, and she's going, and I offered him a pour. And he went, well, I'm not sure of my genre. I don't think that can be.
such a great scenario.
This is going to be a weird question, because I kind of, like, sometimes, I don't know, it's like someone says a story, I'm thinking, but hold on a minute, like, it's hard, like, the context is she's doing what she's doing, watching something. And then, like, next to her, you're, like, looking.
I've just sat watching.
You're looking at watching Channel 5, like, home. And your son was like, I think
David Dickinson turns.
Deal with the background.
Dion Dublin doing Homes Under the Armour.
Right. I don't think we can.
This is how can we go?
And this is only after one pint. I don't think we can return to United.
Are you seeing him again?
Shane wants a drawing of where the room was.
I don't think so. I ended up staying over, and she snored a lot.
I bet she did.
She was knackered.
So, yeah.
She went to sleep, and you started giggling.
See, the online dating thing, we're of a generation where that never existed, and that scared me. Yeah. The whole thing that they'd look at me and they'd, what is it, swipe left or right?
What, for no?
No, it's left. It's
left, yeah.
So I'd get, just like, even when I had hair, it would be left. Do you get told how many lefts there are? Like, does it come up? Barney, 400 people said fuck off.
Thankfully not, no.
Thank God for that. There will be one day. It's such a cruel world. There will. There will. It'll be a way that people will invent something even crueler. But do you get told how many yeses? So this seller's told.
I think you have to pay for premium to see every person who says yes. Otherwise, it's only if you say yes as well that you get a match.
Yeah.
Pay premium to know which genre of porn
that's another world. See, behind Tinder, I bet there's an Ed Woodward, you know, monetarising fucking the whole fucking dating game. Anyway, right, thanks to everyone who bought the mag. We won't be doing one of these till Burnley, are we? Or we're not sure. If not, it'll be Wolves. If we have, by the time of Wolves at home, gone unbeaten, then I'm in your happy world.
Well, Wolves at home on Wednesday.
No, Wolves. February the 1st.
Get in.
United are,
man.
Safely say we'll be unbeaten before Wolves at home.
I think people prefer your positivity than mine. I never used.
But that's the point.
I always used to be an optimist. I always, but United have, and Ed Woodward have kicked the fuck out.
I don't think you can judge it.
I hate Ollie looking stressed.
But you can't judge it on you can't judge it on unbeaten runs. For me, you have got to judge it on winning the games we should be winning, or because otherwise we'd always be disappointed. If we went to Anfield and lost, that's not the end of the world. I know it is as a supporter, but in the wider scheme of things,
no, we've got to be the team that beats them. We've got to be the team that beats them.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is, we can't just go into pre-fall.
Should always be the attitude. Scott McTominay, we love, great player, but I still haven't let him get out of wearing gloves when it was 9 degrees against Watford. It's our midfield enforcer. No, but he's supposed to be our Robbo, and he's wearing gloves, and it was 9 degrees. If Gattuso come up against him and going, you're wearing gloves, you know, I like Scott, but that's never again.
Also needs to do is smile at him and blind him with his pearly lights and be alright.
An elf. I watched it, Shane.
Oh, we're not going back to it. It's a great film.
The last 20 minutes clawed it back, but it wasn't as you made it out. Anyway.
It's a great film.
Right. Nickname for positivity.
Oh, you're going to be... No, Nathan's going to be positive.
I'm passing that on to you.
All right. I think we'll beat Wolves. I think we'll give Liverpool a game. I don't think we'll win at Anfield, but I think we'll put up a good fight there, a good performance. So, you know... Roll on, great performance. I think the only negative for me today is I'd like to see Williams try on his left foot a little bit more, and I think Martial's dreadful at holding up the ball. We didn't mention that before, but other than that, I thought today was a brilliant performance. I thought everyone played well.
See, that's where you are a contrary fan, because you can pull Williams on that when he was out. He was great,
but if he's playing left back, he's got to improve on his left foot. That's all I'm saying, and that's a fair decision.
And the Woodward Charles
was fantastic. Just got to keep it up. Take it into Wolves game, I think we will. And then
now a young red
away end at Anfield, because that's the important thing.
A young red take the bat. Yeah. Someone set up to lead the next generation of Reds. Brilliant. Right. Cheers, everyone. Yeah, we're done.
Yep.
Thanks, lads.
Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.